trying to go to highest points in the Navy. Horses in Menhaman Bays that father would not be appointed to be a shliach for his son to Mekadesh. The Gemara says, Dilma Shliach Shavye, Lochotzev Inish Lashavye Lavu a Shliach. Gemara says that the son would never make his father a shliach to Mekadeshim. It's not respectful. Whatever the svara might be, Pashup Shad is, people wouldn't do that. So the Ritva on that Gemara on Memhamed Beis says that the following. He says that Archinim Vidlechus Dilma Shlicha Shavya Perish Dilma Shlicha Shavya Be'edim. The Ritva says when you appoint a shliach lahalacha, you need to have eidim. The belav hachilo mehemin shliach gufei dehavilish davish shliach kidech hasivna la'el. The Ritva in the beginning of the parak, I think it's the first piece in the parak, the Ritva points out there as well, miu eidim be'inin, at the end of the paragraph. It's the first, second shtickel in the parak. So the Ritva learns beferus when you appoint a shliach lahalacha, you need to have eidim. The Taisus Riazakin here on the spot says shav yeshliach haben shav laviv shliach lekadosh lo isha ze ashlichus ein sarach leidim shein ze elalodia amisus adover behol v'shneim modim ein kan makum leidus. So the Taisus Riazakin argues on the Ritva and says that when you point a shliach lahalacha, there's no need to have any eidim at all. And the Rashba, in the beginning of the parak also, it's not the first shtickle, a few pieces in, Dibra Maskum Olame says, Avashliach didei lo tzarech eidim, ela shekol sheshnei amodim, shezeom reminisiv shliach, dezeh modo lo sagel lechein kasav arambam. So it's a machlokes, the Ritva, against the Riazakin and the Rashba, whether you need Adam and Bemis, it's a machlokes Ramam Ravid, Pirak Gimel, Halacha Tedvav, and Hilchos Ishus, as to whether there's a requirement to have Adam at the appointment of the Shliach LaHalacha. Now, the Gemara says in Gittin on Samach Gimel and Beis, the Mishnah, Gemara has in Samach Dalam and Aleph, that for a Shliach LaKabbalah for Gittin, the Gemara says, Beferish, you need Adim Leminui. And the Rambam writes here in Gimel Tetvav that you don't need Adim for a Minui Vishlich Lolacha. And the Rivet has a Tain on him, and he says that you need to have Adim Leminui for Kabbalah and for Holacha. And the Nakuda is, he says, the get is mochiach, the shliach is carrying the get, but that is indicative of the fact that you really need to have Adim, and the fact that the get is mochiach, that shows you don't need to have the Adim, but really, Mikra Adin, you need to have Adim. So, Reb Chaim's Masber in Hilchos Gerushin, that Bambison, the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that the Gemara is talking about a case where there's a chasha, and because there's a chasha, Lamais, you need to have the Adim to prove who's the shliach. But the bottom line is that you don't need to have Adim. And the only reason why you need to have Adim in such a case in the Gemara is because that there is a chasha. So what emerges is a machlekes Ram Ravid, whether you need to have minui Adim on the minui of a shliach or halacha. As I said, by Kabbalah, by get, it's beferish. Ravid extends it also to a shliach lahalacha as well. And the Rambam says, not that way, you wouldn't need that. Lashon, let me just read the Lashon of the Ravid in Gimel Tetvav. He says, because of a Ravid, ain't a nidon doma l'raid. A lini shliach aget, get mochiach alav. So by the shliach aget, and the Rambam says, kolosu shliach l'kabba kedushin tzarech la'asosu b'fnei edim. That's a shliach l'kabbalah. Aval isha as a shliach, the Kaddish lo isha ain't tzarech la'asosu b'fnei edim. Shein makom la'edis l'shlichas a'ish el'odia mitas adavar. So that turns out to be the Machleis Ramam Ravid, and the Ramam says that Lamaisa, the Gemara is only talking about a case of Achasha, but Mikra Adin, there's no need to have it. So if you hold like the Rambam and you hold like this Ri Azakin and the Rashba, that you don't need Edim on the Minui of a Shlich L'Olacha, what makes the Shlich L'Olacha different than the Shlich L'Kabbalah that there's no requirement to have Edim? So there is a Gemara earlier in Maseches Gittin on Chaf Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara says Chaf Gimel and Aleph Rani on Chaf Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says that you cannot appoint a Evik Naini. An Evik Naini, by definition, is a half Jew. The Rambam says he's bought off the slave market as a goy. You give me with a tefila, so he cannot be a shlich la Kabbalah by a get because not b'tar is getting the kedushin. And Rashi on the bottom of Gimel and Aleph says the Gemara could have presented the din also by a shlich la lacha, but the shaila in the Beis Medrash was by a shlich la Kabbalah. So many of the Rishonim quote a Rimigash that says not that way. The Ritva there quotes the Rimigash and says no. He says that when it comes to a shlich la halacha, he says lechein nira the davka legabi. So the Rimigash argues on Rashi and it says that at Evi Knaini there will be a Shliach Lo Halacha would in fact be good Halacha Lamaisa, would not be a problem of Enabit Teres. So the Ramban, Ritva quotes Ramban, he's quoting the Ramban, Im Tomar, Ma Hefrish Ben Shliach Ha'ish, Le Shliach Ha'isha. So what's the Nafkemina? Tirit to Ramban, Zal, the Bishloma. The Bishlama Shliach Kabbalah came to him Mati Liyade Migrasha Shayach Lemifsala Mishun Delesa Torah's Gin Vikidushin. They know Bidin Shehu Kiisha Atzma. Avalaholi came into Ad Mati Liyade Lo Migrasha Lo Shayach Lemifsala Hilkach Lefize Evela Kabbalah Hudeno Nasa Avalaholi Kasher. So maybe we could offer two mahalchim here in this lashon of the Ramban to be mazber the Rimigash. Maybe that'll be mazber us, help us out by the Minui as well. And that is that the pashtus is that a shlich l'kabbalah, their whole job is to just accept the getter kedushin. That is all they're appointed to, right? Ein l'cha adam el l'shah achas. And that's what the Shlich LeKabbalah is, the transaction of the get or the kedushin. But the Shlich LeHalacha delivers it, and there's steps before it that has to be done. And since there's steps before it that have to be done, you have to take it from the Baal and go ahead and deliver it. Granted, there are going to be notes in it, but there are steps before. And therefore, since there are steps before, one could say that Lamaisa, we're not going to view this as a Dvar Sheba Irva. The Ravid will say that we view the whole thing as a Dvar Sheba Irva. But the Rimigash is being Masbir that there's no problem of Toras when it comes to Shlich L'Olacha because there are steps before that have to be done. And since there are steps before that have to be done, therefore we're not going to label this creation of the Shlich L'Olacha as a Dvar Sheba Irva. And therefore, because there are steps before, it might include also giving it over, but we're not going to label as a Dvar Sheba Irva that you have to have Aiden at the time of the actual Minui itself. And therefore, I think it fits very well, according to the Rambam writes in Gerishin Vav Dalid, you know, the Rambam has three categories of Shlichus. There's something called a Shlich Lahava. Shlich Lahava means that the woman appoints a Shlich that the get should be brought to her, not at the time that the shlich receives it like a kabbalah that gets chal. And the Rambam writes Beferish and Gerishin in Vav Dalid, he says that there's no need to have Edim at all for a shlich lahava either. Only for a shlich like kabbalah. Again, because there is a step, and that step is that you are bringing it in. Therefore, we don't leave, he says Beferish, he says that there's no need to have v'chena isha sholachas shliach lahavila get me ad baila v'zeo nikr shliach avav ein shliach lo'olach v'avav tzarech edim. It's beferish in the Rambam. Why is that? Because there's an added step that the person has to do, the shliach lo'avav. They have to deliver the get before the get's brought to the woman. Therefore, we're not going to label it as a davar shebirva. So what emerges is that it could very well be that just like the Rimigash is Mechalek, in the sense that there's no Chisar of Torah, you don't require B'Torah for Shlich L'Olacha because there are these added steps, and that's the Lashon. Tiritz Arman, Bishlom Shlich L'Kabbalah, Kimnim Chimatel Yadim Migrisha, Shaykh L'Mifsula, Shumalais B'Torah Skim Kudusha. That's all the Shlich L'Kabbalah does. So if they're not B'Torah, it can't be good. Ve'ena B'din Shehu Ki Shatzma. Aval L'Holich, Kevin Ad Mati Getel Yadim Lo Migrisha, right? Till it gets around Lo Shaykh L'Mifsula. And you know what's very similar to the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Tet Zayin. The Rambam has a chiddush where the Rambam holds Eid Echad Yuchsuk, that if Eid Echad comes and says Beferish that Perek Tet Zayin Halacha Vav in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Eid Echad says a piece of meat is ham. And then later, two Edom testify on a guy that he ate it with Edom and Asra, you get Malchus. And because the Eid Echad established that there's a status that it's Usser. So in a similar vein, Eid Echad, you need an Eid Echad grant you, but you don't need two Edom. So the steps before, like to deliver it, those are considered to be, you know, steps before, and therefore you can't label it as a Davar Shebirva because the Shlich L'Acha encompasses these steps before. In the same vein, the Rambam says, Eid Echad Yuchsuk, and that's the step before. But if you want to be made that the guy ate the stuff, of course you need two Edom. But how do you know it was ham? I don't need two Edom on that. I need to establish that the Chefs is ham, so an Eid Echad is enough. I need to establish that this Shlich is a Shlich Olach. I don't need two Edom on his appointment. That's the steps before that. The end step when the get is given, that's the Davar Shebirva. But the steps before are not a Davar Shebirva. Now, Rabbi Kiveger quotes Tyson Chulin on Sadi Vava Miz Damasco Plani, who argues on that Rambam, and writes that if you have an Eid Echad that testify a guy's dead, so we know that that's acceptable, Mishum Iguna, Mishum Milsa Davida Leguye, Mishum Isha Daiko Mintzaba, an Eid Echad we all know is good on Misabal, then she goes ahead and gets married to a guy, and then she's Mizana, and two Edom are on the Znus. And even if two Edom, let's say, are on this nus, but the only way we know she's married is from an Eid Echad. So Tosfos wants to say in such a case that we wouldn't kill her. Because the only way we know she's married now with this Baal Sheni was through an Eid Echad. And Rabbi Kiveger writes, the Rambam would argue, when he says Eid Echad Yuchzik, he doesn't just say it by Malkus, doesn't say it just by Lav, and he says it even by Achiv Misa. So that's important to note that Rabbi Kiveger quotes that Tyson Chulin, but Lamaisa, what emerges is that this might be the Bira Dover, back to why, just like the Gemara's Rimigas Mechalik and Chav Gimel in Beis, but by Betorah, between the Shlich L'Olacha and Shlich L'Kabbalah, that might be the Bira Dover why the Rambam and Riazakin and the Rashba would say that by the appointment of Aiden on the Minui of Shlich L'Olacha, there's no requirement to have Aiden. Whereas the Ravid says the whole thing, all the steps are called Davar Shebirva, and you're going to need Edom on both, Halacha L'Maisa, and not just a Shlich L'Kabbalah, a Shlich L'Halacha. So that's one Mahalach, then maybe that's the Bira Davar in this Machlaikis. But maybe we could add a different Pshat. I don't know if it's like a second Mahalach L'Maisa, or maybe that's the Pshat in the Divrei Rimigash and Ramban. And that is the following. We've been talking about we've been learning about Shlichus. I don't know if we spoke about it, Lamais and Lamdis, of what Shlichus is all about. You know, there's a tremendous chakir in the Gedol Achroinim, how Shlichus works. We're learning the second Perek of Kedushin, so we have to know that. And one of my Rebbeim, Rav Shmuel Nachum Shlita, once pointed out, there's only one time in the Shnayas and Shas where the phrase Shlichus Shalom Kamosu appears. And that's in Brachas, in our Masechet and Lama Dalim and Beis, in the morning. If a Shlich Tzibor does a good job, it's a Simen Tov L'Sholchav. If he does a bad job, it's a Simen Ra. And then that might not even be real Shlichus. That's in Mishnayis. But in Gemara, we know, we have the Din Shluch Shalom Kamosel. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Tov presents three possibilities how to understand Shlichus. The first pshat is that when you appoint a Shliach, he's Yad HaRichta. He's an extension of you. basically the kaf shloch shluch shalom kemoso, the kaf is literal kemoso mamish. The second shot is that the shliach does a maisa, he's his own man, and it relates back to the mishalech, but he's his own man. Therefore, it's not really literal kaf adimyon. And the third possibility is, which we're not going to go into, but the Rabbi Yosef Engel will just mention, he says that the shliach is his own man, the maisa even doesn't relate back to the mishalech, it's just a xeris hakasav that whatever the shliach does works for the mishalech. He points out a gemara in Gittin that if a shliach takes bikurim and then he dies on the way, the din is that the mishalech goes and gets the fruit. He's maybe vein okore because you need lekicha va'avav be'echad. So in this case, not yad arichta, but it was a chisaro, and the mice is not good as well. But you need havav lekicha be'echad, and therefore that's why the balabais that takes the fruit is maybe vein okore. That's how he proves the third possibility. But let's stick with the first two. Those are the most famous ones. And I think a way to say it is if you hold Yad HaRichta, let's call that Shlichus Gavra, because he's like you're representing the Gavra. And the second possibility is called Shlichus on the Maisa. But the Shlich is his own man. There's a famous Ksos that shows these two possibilities very strongly. The Ksos says in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, that if a husband gives a get to a shliach to deliver to his wife, and before the shliach delivers the get, it becomes a shota. Kuf pei chesif cut and base. So the Torah says the get's pasul min atayra, and the Rambam says it's only pasul min rabbanan because it looks bad that at the halos time of the get, the guy was a shota. So the ksos masbers it beautifully. If you hold like the Torah, then shlichus is yad harichta. You always must gauge what the state of the husband is. If he was a shota before his deliver, then the get's going to blow up, be pasum natayr. Whereas the Rambam holds the shlich is his own man, and the mice relates back to the mishalech. If he was a shota at that time, then the get will be pasul only min rabbanan because it looks bad. And then he points out that theoretically, if you hold the second possibility, there should be shlichus achar misa. Even after the mishalech dies, if the shlich is his own man, you know, the shlich should still remain intact. And he's medayik that from two Rashis on Tesamid Beis and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Gittin, where theoretically the only reason why the get is bad in those cases is because she's an almana. But theoretically, the shlich is remains even after the guy's dead, because the shlich is his own man. Even though the mishalech died, the mice still exists. It's just a technicality that the get won't be chal because she's a widow. And Rashi says if I have a k'nayni too as well. So those two Rashis imply very strongly like the Rambam Shita. But there are two other Rashis that imply like the Tur. There's a Rashi in Gittin of Chesem and Aleph that says beferish that if a man sends a get through a shlif from Medina Sayyam, we can assume he's still alive. And Rashi comments on the Mishnah of Chesem and Aleph that if he does die, batul shlichuso. So that's beferish like the tour. And then there's another Rashi by us that we had on Membeis and Membeis when the Gemara says you should hold shlichus by an aveira. Rashi learns against the Tosis Rid that the payment should be made exclusively by the mishaleach, and you can't go to the shliach. The Tosis Rid says first you go to the shliach. If shliach doesn't have any money, then you go to the mishaleach. That implies that the shliach is his own man. And if he doesn't have money, then you'll go to the mishalech. But Rashi clearly on Membeis and Beis says that the Gemara when it asked the Kasha was saying that the mishalech should pay. So that implies yad harichta, that the shliach is not considered to be responsible at all. So you have two Rashis going like the Rambam, two Rashis going like the Tur. Maybe the ways of Frempfer, but not for now. How to Frempfer the steer is maybe in the Rashi. But those are four Rashis that we could set up. So, and then we should also mention in the Limud, Dor Sameach points out that that's Kufut HaMachlekes with a Shliach Nasaid. Right? If you hold Shliach Nasaid, that means the Shliach's his own man. The Maisa just relates back, but he's not considered to be Yad HaRichta, and he's not no Gavid Avra. But if you hold Ain Shliach Nasaid, Dor Sameach says that's Kufut HaMachlekes in the Gemara, and we had that in our Limud too, on the bottom of the Gimel Amud Aleph. So maybe if you take this approach, Maybe one could suggest maybe a bit of a different malachim. Maybe that's the pshat in the Ramban, that both are correct. Both are correct. Both mahalchim and shlichus, and maybe it works the following. And that is that when you're a shlich l'kabbalah, the shlich l'kabbalah is yada richta. That's all you are. You accept the kedushin. You accept the get. That's all you are. And if that's all you are, that's shlichus agavra. That's yada richta. Whereas a shlich l'olacha has steps before and delivers it and does a maisa. He's not considered to be yada richta. And Lamaisa, if that's the pshat, that there are the two different types of shlichus, perhaps, that might be gufa what? That might be gufa what is going on. Because if you say that it's a shlich l'kabbalah, then we said everyone agrees you need a minyan. Because he's a representative of the woman. That's a dvar shebe'erva. You need what? You need edim on that, Lamaisa. That's a shlich, what shlich agavra, and therefore everyone's maskim. Lamaisa by the get. The Gemara says beferish that you need to have what? You need to have edim on the minu. But when you're a shlich laholacha, the Rambam and the Riazakin and the Rashba will present and say, no, that's shlichus on the maisa. That's shlichus on the maisa. And therefore, since it's shlichus on the maisa, therefore, what do you need? If it's shlichus on the maisa, what's the pshat? Shlichus on the maisa is you don't need to have edim because he's his own man. He's his own man, and therefore there's no need to have aid. That's shlichus on the maisa. Therefore, you don't have to have that. Maybe that's the pshat in the Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh in the beginning of the parak says, why is there a need to have two makaris? The shilach, right? For a shlich, well, a shlich, well. Maybe that's the vord. The vord is that what? They have the marker for a shlich, like a bala. That's yad arichta. That's shlichus in the gavra. But I need a new marker for what? For the other track. And that other marker is what? Is v'shilach for a shlich lo olacha. Maybe that's gufa de pshat l'maisa. So it could very well be that l'maisa, that's the pshat. And if you look in the Rishonim, the Ritva adds five words that are not in the other Rishonim. Zuck the Ritva, one more time, it's the third time we're reading the Ritva inside. The Ritva says, the eino bedim shehu ki'isha atzma. Then he's saying this shtickle tire maybe. That's what he's saying. The Einu Medin Sheku Iki Shatzma. When you're a Shlich LaKabbalah Lamaisa, you require Betairas because you are like the woman. It's Yad Arichta. Memeil, if it's Yad Arichta, you're going to definitely need a Minui, and that's a Dabar Sheba Erva. But when you go with the track of being a Shlichas on the Maisa, then maybe you could present maybe that there's no requirement of Edim on the Minui. Maybe this is the Suffolk in the Rush. What is the suffix in the Rush? The Rush in Kedushin in our parak and Siman Zion has a suffix. Granted, we said you need Edim on the Shlich LaKabbalah Lagabe Get. That's a beferish in the Mishnah in the Gemara. But he's a suffix, the Rush, about Shlich LaKabbalah Kedushin. Do you need to have Edim on the Minui? So the Rush has a line. He says, well, you know, Gerushin is Lahater. And Kedushin is Lassor. Okay, Shkoyach, that's a good Svara, but that's a Chiluk. But what's the Svara in the Suffolk in a Rush? So maybe you could say like this. No doubt by a woman, by Gerushin, it's Baal Korcha. She's like a statue. She doesn't play any role. But by Kedushin, you need her Das. Okay, granted, she's not going to make a sweat. But you need halakhically her Das. She plays a participates in a role in the Kedushin. Maybe you'll view that enough to call it as a shlichus on the maisa. And if it's a shlichus on the maisa, maybe you don't need Edom on the Minui. That's the suffix in the Rush. How you view the requirement that a woman has to have Das. Do you say that's an active role halakhically? And that transforms it into shlichus on the maisa? And maybe you don't need Edom on the Minui. Or maybe you say, no, physically she's not doing anything, and she remains like what? Like a woman by a get? And therefore what? It's shlichus on the gavra, and for sure it's a davar shebe'erva, and for sure you need edus on the what? On the minui. Okay, that's the first topic. Go ahead, real quick. Okay, let's go on to the second mahalach. Mem dalet amud aleph. Let's go back now. Ah, On Memdal and Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Gemara says they were dealing with the situation of Mimer. Now, what is Mimer? Mimer, according to Rebbe, it's Baal Korcha, and that's the pshat in the Braisa. We're going like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So, Mimer can be done Baal Korcha. Now, what is Mimer? Mimer is the Chachamim wanted to make Yibum similar to a regular marriage. So you do Kesef Ishtar before you do the Yibum, before you do Bia, to model it like a regular marriage. I was always bothered, what's the phrase Mamar? So if you look in Kuf Ayin in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, it says Mamar because you listen to the Chachamim. The statement of the Chum. Chum said to do it like that, and you listen to them. That's what he says in Kuf Ayin. Very interesting. The other pshat I saw from the Sefer Avodas Oved, that it says in Kisav Hashem Hemircha Hayom, means a designation. By doing Kesef and Shtar, you're designating her that you're going to go ahead and do Yibum. So, Tosis on the top is bothered by Akasha. Tosis is bothered by, if we're going like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that it's Baal Korcha, then how is it Shayach Lamaisa? How is it Shayach that you could say that there's done? It's done Midaita? It's done Benara, the price is Af Midaita. How do you say it like that? And it says, Enos and Myron Biktanel Midasavia. What do you mean? You don't need Dasavia. It's done Baal Korcha. So he asks vis a vis the what? The Ktana and the Nara. So Tosis says, Yeshlomar the Hachi Kamer, Tsarch Lo Dia La Olavia Vachaki Achena Baal Korcha. You don't need her Das. You need to inform her. You need to inform her. Or inform him. Taisa Rush elaborates a little bit. Lamaisa. Taisa Rush elaborates a little bit. But the Kavana is that you have to what? Just inform. Okay? That's the beer of the Brysa. You have to inform Lamaisa. It's not the Kavana that Lamaisa, you can't do a Baal Korcha. Even the Makaz Baal Korcha, you have to Modiya Mikodim. By Ketaniya Modiya to the father, by the Nari, you can Modiya to her. Okay. So, where did Tosis get this from? This concept of what? Of this notion of being Modia. They have to Modia to her, the father, that you're going to go ahead and do Mimer. So, let's offer three Mahalchim, where Tosis got this from. This concept of informing. Okay? Believe it or not, maybe there's more, but the Gemara and Ham and Aleph and Kedushin, there are three types of models we're going to offer of Ishus Baal Korcha. The first is Yehud. The second is Get. Get is the end of an Ishus. And the third is Yibum. So let's start. The first mahalach let's go with is Yehud. The Gemara on Heyam and Aleph. Tosis on the bottom quotes Rabbeinu Tam that Yehud can be done Baal Korcha. We all know what Yehud is. The father sells his daughter to a person, and the adon can either miyayed the girl to him or to his son. That's Yehud. And it can be done Baal Korcha. The Ritva here writes that this din is modeled after Yehud. The Ritva writes it's modeled after Yehud, that it can be done Baal Korcha. That's the Tosis on Ham and Alf, I said, B'Shem Rabbein Atam. That's the way he learns the sugi over there. And in fact, the Ritva refers you back to Daf Yates. Let me read you his lashon that he says here. He says, "Hasim b'mayr b'chol Rebbe perish masisik ketana midasim yilabrit son el miyediyaso shesarach leodiy kenar per kamen shesarach leodiy." So, if you look on Yates, the Ritva, believe it or not, Akedat Tekachi writes that the word Yehud means to be modia. Poshim shara, I thought Yehud means designate. But he says the word means to be modia. And he says, don't tell me you're Masaris the letters. Yada, knowledge with Yehud. Yud, Ayin, Dalet, Yud, Dalet, Yud, Dalet, Ayin. Maybe it's because you're Masaris the letters. No, he says it's not because of that. Akedekach, he says that Yehud means to be modia. That's the din, to be modia. So the Lashon of the Ritva, with this, we're putting it together with the Tosis, is that Yehud will be what? Yehud will be the model, Lamaisa, for this din of Mimer. Now, The truth of the matter is that this is a big chiddush, Pashup Shat, this Ritva. Because if you think about it, by Yehud, there are two ways the Kedushin clicks in by Yehud. When the other wants a Miyayat hurt to himself or to his son. Either you say, Moos Rishonus, the Kedushin didn't knew. When he originally bought her, that money will be used as Kesef Kedushin. Or number two, the fact that you're mochel on the avoda that she still has left to work for you, that's least worth a shavah prut, then it'll be a kedushin. That's the way it works. Now, if you don't modiya her, the other wakes up one morning and says, oh, I want to marry her. There's no tsura to it. You have to be modiya her. If there's no din to be modiya her, then what is it? So what I'm saying is that by Yehud, there's a din, you have to be modiher. So maybe it's not such a gavaltika model. You have to do it, but I'm saying you have to do it because of the underpinnings of Yehud. Otherwise, what would there be? The guy would wake up one morning and say, I want a miyata, and you don't even tell her? Of course you got to tell her. There's no maisa there. Here by Maimer, Rashi says, before you throw the money at her, there's at least a maisa. So maybe it's a little bit of a difficulty to use that as a model because when it comes to Yehud, you have to what modiya her. Who says that by Maimer you necessarily have to modiya her? But Taisa still says it. So let's go to a second mahala. And that is the notion of get. Rav Reichman Shlita has from the Rav right here that the Rambam has in Hilchos Gerushin in Perek Aleph, 10 conditions mina Torah to give a get. And one of them is you have to give it b'toras gerushin. Mishnah says in Gittinah, in Chesman Aleph, if for some reason, I don't know, he's scared, whatever, he's scared, she doesn't want to get divorced, he wants to divorce her. So he gives her a get in a bond, a U.S. bond, Kinsi Shtar Chov. She opens up, sees, realizes a get afterwards, that's not a good get. She has to know it's b'toras gerushin. There's a din that she must know, can be done by a korcha, of course, but she has to know it is a gerushin. So if you hold like that Rambam, maybe get is a good model. But there, Rav Reichman Shlita quotes from the Rav, Zatzal, that Tyson Gittinai and Chesem and Aleph says that's a localized din by get. There's a halacha that you can't megarish a shaita because why? She'll come in a chozer. She'll go and keep coming back. There is no flip side by kedushin that a woman has to yodas vikonsa and go into the house. So if you say like that, Tysus, maybe get would not be such a gavaltika model. But if you go with the Rambam, it is a good model, and get is baal korach, and you have to she has to be informed that is a get. Now, this sheet of Rabbeinu HaKadosh is a pella that Maimer can work baal korach. Because Maimer is a kinyan. The sugi is also in Yotessim and Aleph and Yavamis. Here on Nandalan Aleph, in Kedusha and Yavamis, Yotessim and Aleph. There's a famous kasha, the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram gave smicha to the Rav, Zatzal, right? The Dvar Avram said the Rav could paskin and call it Torah Kula. The Dvar Avram writes in Chelik Bey, Simin Yuches, how does Rabbeinu HaKadoshita start? You need to make a kinyan. Any kinyan in halacha cannot be done by korcha. What on earth is Rabbeinu HaKadosh talking about? How are you zochin the kesef? It's baal korcha. So, lemaisa, there is a Rav Naftali, Kedusha Rav Naftali Tropzatzal in Kedushin, Simin Sadi Aleph, who develops this beautiful pshat that just like get is a din nesina according to the Ksos, the famous Ksos, that says a get on Yisri Anah is kosher. Most Rishonim say you can't have kinyanim Yisri Anah. Right? A kinyan baal korcha. You can't have a kinyan baal korcha. So it must be a get is a din nesina. Okay, Reb Chaim, the Rav quoted, held not that way. That it's a, there's some Rishonim that say it's Yisri Anah, it's good. And it's there's a kosher that it's a kinyan baal korcha. But let's go with the ksois. The ksois says that a get is a din nesina. So Reb Naftali wants to say that there are two ways to mekadosh a woman. You can mekadosh a woman. You can mekadosh a woman through what? You can mekadosh a woman through kinyan, and you can also mekadosh a woman through nesina. And there are times where kinyan doesn't work. Like he gives a case that if you throw the kesef kedushin, right? The Gemara says closer to her
and it's far away from you, it's closer than and farther from you, from the chasen, it's good. It's not within the Arba Amos. Where's the kinyan? You don't need a kinyan, he says. You need an asina just like gittin. You can mekadesh in one of two ways. If it's not going with the kinyan, you can do nesina. So the Rashbah quotes a Yesh Meforshim in the beginning of Kedushin that says you cannot mekadesh a woman bekarka. Why can't you mekadesh a woman bekarka? So he says, because you're not using kesef over there, you're using the din of nesina. And you can't megarish a woman with something that's mechuper. So if you're working with nesina, it's a bad get, bekarka. It's going to be a bad get, bekedushin. And therefore, lamaisa, it comes out, that's the beer, lamaisa, to answer up the kasha of the Dvar Avram. Frek the Dvar Avram, how does Rabbi Nachman start? Maimer Balkorcha? How is Maimer Balkorcha good? You need to make zoich in the kinyan. No, she doesn't have to be zoich in the kesef. Because it's the din nesina, and it comes out gavaltik, that Mimer's modeled after get, because get is Baal Korcha as a nesina, not as a kinyan. So Mimer also is going to be the same thing, going to be Baal Korcha, and it's not a kinyan. And because you don't need to have a kinyan. So it turns out, Lamaisa, that if you work with that Ram, not like that Tyson Ein Ches, that get is a beautiful model for Mimer in the sense that it's going to what? It's going to work Baal Korcha, and therefore you have to inform her that it's a get like that Ramam and Teresh Gerushin. That's a second Mahalach why it's going to be good. Okay, a third Mahalach, what perhaps you can model it after, and that is what we said was Yibum. The emes, it's a machna here on the Tisus. We know, and people sometimes get too simplistic about it. The Mishnah says in Yevamos Nun Gimel, if you're Baal, Yevimto, Ben Bishogig, Ben Memez, Ben Monos, Ben Ratzon, it's Kana. But there's a whole sugya there in Yevamos on Nun Heim and Aleph. And the truth is, I didn't know this so well until I was prepared the Chabur. It says in Shulchan Aruch concisely, you look it up, and Kuf Samach Vav Siftes, that if we're dealing with an Almana Meir Erison, which is our sugya, and it's Nafla Liyibum, if it's done Bishogeg, where you don't have Das, you're only Kona Lidvarma Mufurashim Betaira, meaning that you're Yorish, the dead brother, only the things that are Mufurashim Betaira is a Lashon. El Lidvarma Hamurim Beparsha, Leirish Benichziavila Potra Min Ayibum. But you're not Konin Ganson. You're not Konin to Metamifer, to be Mefer Nadarim, and to be Yorish Her. It's a misnomer. People think, no, it's not true. There's a whole daf in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Beferish that you are not Konin. So the Machne uses what? The Machne uses the din of Yibum as a model that you must be Modiah Her. When it comes to Mimer. Because by Yibum, also you must be Modiah her. In a case of Manam and Erisa, but I thought Ben Bishogeg, it's good. No! It's not good unless what? You have Das, if it's on Manam and Erisa. Because Bishogeg, it's a limited only to the Mufarashim Batayra. Only limited marriage. It's only going to become full when you have complete cognition, you know what you're doing, Mamais. That's how the Machna learns Pshat and Tisus. But that Machna is a Chiddush. Why is that Machna a Chiddush? Because that din's focusing on the Yabim, the man. We're talking about Modiah Her. And if you look in the Kirin Ora, on that Sugi and Yevamos on the Nei, Yeshli Stopik, he says. He says, maybe this requirement is only what? Only by the man, that he has to have full cognition to have a full Kinyan. But maybe the woman doesn't have to, and he points to a sugi's notif, and he points to a sugi in Yevamos on Kaf Tes Amud Aleph, that maybe the woman doesn't have to know at all, nothing. So if that's the case, then it would not serve as a good model, because we're talking about Modiah, Mimer to her. And don't use Yibum as the model, because Yibum Lamaisa by the woman, maybe she doesn't have to know anything. And that's what the Karen Ora might be noting in Suffolk against this Makna. So it turns out that also we have a little bit of a kasha on Yibum as being a model. So at the end of the day, if you look at the sugya on Heyam and Alf and Kedusha, when the Gemara deals with Ishus Bakorchas, it has three models. These three.
when the Gemara works the Kavah Chomers. It works Yehud, it works with Get, and works with Yibum. And that's where Tysus maybe got it from. So just to close, let's close with three nafkaminas that come from this machlokes Rabbeinu HaKadosh in the Chachamim. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, I follow based on Gomer Mibiyad Yavama. The Ramah writes from the Rivash in Siman Aleph, you can do Maimer Ayyadeh Shliach. It's a first Rivash, Siman Aleph. The Ramah quotes it. Maimer Ayyadeh Shliach, that same Sim, Kuf Samach Vav. The Gon says, it's totally whether you hold like Rabbeinu the Chamin. If you hold like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, forget about it. You can't do Yibum Ayyadeh Shliach. No. What do the Chachamim say? Chachamim say we model Maimer after what? After Kiddushin. Can you do Kiddushin Ayyadeh Shliach Kesem Shtar? Of course you can. That's the way we paskin. Maimer can be done Ayyadeh Shliach. That's one very good nafkamina. Nacha nafkamina. Do you need Eidus L'Kiyumi Adavra for Maimer? If you hold like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you model that after Yibum. Reb Chaim says, Machlokes Rambam Nimuki Yosef and Hilchos Yibum, do you need Eidus L'Kiyumi Adavra? According to the Rambam, Reb Chaim says, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyumi Adavra. What is Eidus L'Kiyumi Adavra? It's a Ma'akev. You need to aid him there. Remember the Ritva and Mem Gimel. I don't think anyone spoke about it. Eidus L'Kiyumi Adavra is Likuva. Eidus L'Vur Adavra Medina Maz is not Likuva. If I lend you money, no aid, you still owe me money. By getting Kiddush Ma'akev. Anyone who sees it automatically is an aid. Eidus Shabbat Miksos Abala Kula. That's why the Chassan has Miyachin the Eidim. The Ritva says by us, Mem Gimel and Base. Do you need Eidus L'Kiyumi Adavra by Maimer? If you hold like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, then according to the Rambam, you don't. Nimuki Yosef says you do. But if you hold like the Chacham, you model after Kiddush, of course you need Eidus L'Kiyumi Adavra. That's enough nafkamina. Do you need Eidus L'Kiyumi Adavra by Maimer? And number three to close, this is unbelievable. Or Samea quotes Yushalmi. Unbelievable. Or Samea quotes Yushalmi that says, if a guy does Maimer and then decides he doesn't want to do Yibum, the Mishnah is saying Yavamas, you need a get. A get to get rid of the what? The Maimer. Midrabana. And then, of course, you got to do a Chalitza. That's the din. It's in the Mishnah is in the Yavamas. Does that get have to be done bedas, beratzon? What do you mean? I thought it gets always bar korcha. Follow this. You have to stick to your category, says Or Sameach. If you hold like Rabbeinu HaKadosh that Maimer goes with Yibum, what is the other slot that gets you out of Yibum? Chalitza. Chalitza needs ratzon. So Zark Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Mimer's Baal Korcha, but the get on the Mimer will need Ratzo. It's inverted. Whereas according to the Chachamim, you learn Mimer from Kedushin. The get on the Mimer will be what? How do you end Kedushin? A get. That get can be done Baal Korcha. So the Chachamim say that Mimer, you need her das, and the get on the Mimer can be done Baal Korcha. Wow, what a nafkimina. Zaktor Sameh. Okay, everyone should have a good evening. We should daven for the chayalim and the hostages. Everyone should be well.